A UN human rights body says children in the Sudan continue to be abducted for use in battle, forced labor, or sexual exploitation. Problems are especially acute in the Darfur region, where conflict since 2003 has driven 2.5 million people from their homes. In southern Sudan, meanwhile, decades of civil war were brought to an end by a 2005 peace deal enshrining wealth sharing, a coalition government in Khartoum, elections by the end of 2009, and a southern referendum in 2011 on secession. Bishop Cesare Mazzolari of the town of Rumbek spoke to us about the slow road to recovery in southern Sudan.
Things are definitely improving in a very slow fashion. It is a rather fragile peace, and the recovery, the reconstruction is very slow. People in politics had to be very busy restructuring the constitution, rewriting the civil law. It has been very slow. Maybe we were not as ready as we should have been for the declaration of peace. We welcomed it. We are free from war. The disarmament is going on quite well. People are not fully satisfied. They expected a bit more and sooner. Some people are receiving salaries, others are not. They are still suffering. They are struggling to survive in spite of peace because of the upsurge in prices. The costs at the marketplace are unbelievable. So there is the good of peace, the lack of war, but a very slow progress.